everyone. Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and this is the podcast where we dig into the silicon, the servers, and the infrastructure powering the AI revolution. Big thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses actually put AI to work in their day-to-day workflows, and Ago Consulting, your go-to partner for silicon development. That's Ago Consulting. Today, we've got a packed episode, SoftBank jumping into the GPU rental game, DeepSeek dropping a fourth generation of flagship models, NVIDIA announcing a new personal computer chip, Together AI teaming up with Rumble for Blackwell capacity, and the US moving to cut off NVIDIA chip exports to Chinese firms abroad. Let's get into it. All right, kicking things off, SoftBank is entering the rent a GPU business, and honestly, when you look at the scale of what they're building, it kind of makes sense that they need to do something with all that compute. So here's the backdrop. SoftBank has committed to building a massive US server farm. We're talking 10 gigawatts of capacity. 10 gigawatts.
To put that in perspective, a typical large hyperscale data center might run somewhere between 100 and 500 megawatts. So SoftBank is talking about something that dwarfs even the biggest facilities we have today by a significant margin. Now, when you're sitting on that kind of infrastructure, you've got two options. You either fill it with your own workloads, your own AI training runs, your own internal products, or you rent it out. And SoftBank, being SoftBank, is looking at the rental market. This is essentially what we call cloud GPU services, or sometimes infrastructure as a service for AI. You've already got players like CoreWeave, Lambda Labs, and the big hyperscalers doing this. Now SoftBank wants a seat at that table. The timing is interesting too because the US is actively looking for domestic AI training capacity. There's a real policy push right now to ensure that large-scale AI model development happens on American soil, with American infrastructure. SoftBank's announcement and their commitment to investing heavily in the US positions them as a potential partner in that national strategy. Masayoshi Son, SoftBank's CEO, has been very vocal about wanting to be a central player in the AI infrastructure build-out. From a hardware perspective, what does 10 gigawatts actually mean in terms of chips? Think about it this way. A modern NVIDIA GB200 NVL72 rack unit, which is one of the densest compute configurations out there right now, draws somewhere around 120 kilowatts. If you start doing the math on filling 10 gigawatts of power capacity with hardware like that, you're talking about an almost incomprehensible number of GPUs. We're in the hundreds of thousands to millions of accelerators range, depending on the final mix of hardware they deploy. And that's the crux of the challenge here. It's not just about announcing the investment, it's about actually procuring the chips, building the facilities, getting the power contracts, hiring the people to run it, and then finding the customers willing to pay to use it. The GPU rental market is competitive, and it's getting more so every month. SoftBank has deep pockets and strong relationships, but execution is everything in this space. This is definitely a story we'll be watching closely as it develops. Moving on to our second story, and this one is exciting for the developer community. DeepSeek has launched its fourth generation of flagship models, DeepSeek V4 Pra and DeepSeek V4 Flash, and NVIDIA is highlighting that you can build with these models using Blackwell-based GPU-accelerated endpoints. Let's unpack what that actually means and why it matters for the hardware side of things. So DeepSeek has been one of the most talked about AI labs over the past year. They came out of China with models that were genuinely competitive with frontier Western models, and critically, they achieved that at a fraction of the training cost. That efficiency story has been a huge deal, not just for the AI research community, but for hardware vendors and infrastructure providers too. Because if you can get great model performance with less compute, that changes the economics of deployment dramatically. Now with V4 Pra and V4 Flash, they're continuing that efficiency-focused lineage. The Flash variant is typically the faster, lighter version optimized for lower latency and higher throughput. Think of it like a sports car tuned for quick acceleration rather than raw top speed. The Pro variant goes deeper, more capable but with a higher compute requirement. Having both in a generation gives developers flexibility depending on their use case. The NVIDIA angle here is important. The fact that NVIDIA is actively promoting building with DeepSeek models on Blackwell infrastructure tells you something about the relationship between software ecosystems and hardware generations. Blackwell, NVIDIA's current flagship architecture, is designed with massive improvements in inference efficiency. We're talking transformer engine enhancements, better memory bandwidth utilization, and the FP4 precision support that lets you pack more operations per second. When you run a model like DeepSeek V4 on a Blackwell GPU versus an older Hopper generation GPU, you're not just getting incrementally better performance. The architectural improvements in Blackwell were specifically designed with large language model inference in mind. Things like the second generation transformer engine, the NVLink 5 interconnect for multi-GPU setups, it all adds up to meaningfully better tokens per second per dollar.
For developers, the GPU accelerated endpoints piece is about accessibility.
instead of having to stand up your own Blackwell cluster, which, trust me, is not a trivial undertaking, you can hit an API endpoint that's already running on that hardware. It abstracts the complexity away, but understanding what's under the hood matters because it directly affects your latency, your throughput, and your costs. DeepSeek V4 on Blackwell is a compelling combo, and it's great to see this generation getting proper hardware support right out of the gate. Story 3, and this one is going to resonate with a lot of listeners who are more on the consumer side of things. NVIDIA has announced a new AI chip specifically designed for personal computers. This is part of a broader trend we've been watching for a while now, the push to bring more AI compute onto the device rather than relying entirely on the cloud. So what's happening here? NVIDIA is taking their AI accelerator expertise and packaging it in a way that fits into a consumer PC environment. We've seen AMD and Intel both push hard on integrated AI accelerators, what the industry calls NPUs, or neural processing units. Microsoft's Copilot Plus PC initiative basically made a minimum NPU performance spec a requirement for a certain class of Windows machine. NVIDIA is now throwing their hat more directly into that ring. Think about what an on-device AI chip actually does. Your CPU handles general computation, your GPU handles graphics, and some general-purpose workloads. An AI accelerator, or NPU, is purpose-built for the specific math that neural networks love, matrix multiplications, convolutions, attention mechanisms. It's like having a specialist on your team. You could ask your general contractor to do the electrical work, but it's way more efficient to bring in an electrician. NVIDIA's advantage here is that they have years of experience optimizing for exactly these workloads. Their CUDA ecosystem, their Tensor Core architecture, their experience with inference optimization, all of that translates into real-world performance advantages when you bring it to the PC space. The question has always been power efficiency, because a desktop GPU pulling 300 watts works fine in a gaming PC, but makes no sense in a thin laptop that's supposed to last all day. The applications for on-device AI are genuinely compelling. Real-time transcription and translation, local large language model inference for privacy-sensitive tasks, image generation, video enhancement, noise cancellation, coding assistance, these are all things that benefit from fast local compute. When you're running these workloads locally, you're not paying per API call, you're not sending sensitive data to a server, and you're not dependent on your internet connection. From an industry implication standpoint, this puts more pressure on AMD and Intel to keep pace. Qualcomm has also been aggressive here with their Snapdragon X Elite chips in the ARM Windows space. The PC AI accelerator market is heating up fast, and NVIDIA entering more directly is going to make things very interesting heading into the next PC hardware cycle. Keep an eye on the TOPS numbers, that's tera operations per second, as the benchmark everyone's going to be throwing around to compare these chips. Okay, story 4. Together AI is tapping Rumble for NVIDIA Blackwell GPU capacity, according to Data Center Dynamics. Now, this one is interesting because it involves a few different players and speaks to how the GPU capacity market is evolving in some unexpected ways. Let's start with the players. Together AI is a well-regarded AI infrastructure company focused on providing fast, efficient inference and fine-tuning services to developers. They're known in the developer community for having competitive pricing and good performance on open-source models. They need GPU capacity, a lot of it, to serve their customers. Rumble, on the other hand, is primarily known as a video platform. So why is Together AI going to Rumble for GPU capacity? Well, Rumble has been building out data center infrastructure, and they've apparently been investing in Blackwell GPU clusters. This is actually a pattern we're starting to see more companies that built infrastructure for one purpose, pivoting to offer it as a service to others. It's the if you build it, monetize it playbook. From a hardware perspective, the Blackwell capacity angle is significant. NVIDIA's Blackwell generation, GB200, B200, B200 chips, represents a meaningful generational leap. We talked about this a bit in the DeepSeek story, but it bears repeating. For inference workloads specifically, Blackwell's improvements in memory bandwidth, NVLink interconnect speeds, and precision handling make it substantially better than the previous Hopper generation for the kinds of large model serving that Together AI does. The fact that Together AI is willing to go to a non-traditional data center provider, like Rumble, for this capacity tells you something important about the GPU supply situation. Blackwell GPUs are in high demand. Lead times are long. If you can find a partner who has already taken delivery of a meaningful cluster and is willing to lease it to you, that's a real business advantage. You're essentially buying time to market. This deal also speaks to a broader diversification of the GPU rental ecosystem. It's not just AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud anymore. You've got CoreWeave, Lambda, Together, Vast, and now companies like Rumble entering the supply side. For buyers of compute, more supply options generally means more competitive pricing and more availability. That's a healthy development for the ecosystem overall. For investors and business folks listening, this is a signal worth paying attention to. The GPU compute marketplace is fragmenting in interesting ways. Knowing who holds GPU capacity and what generation is becoming as strategically important as knowing who holds real estate in a hot market. Location used to be everything in real estate. In AI compute right now, it's all about which generation of silicon you're sitting on and how fast you can get it in front of customers. And now for the story that's been generating a lot of headlines in the trade press. The U.S. government is taking steps to halt NVIDIA AI chip shipments to Chinese firms operating outside of China. Reuters broke the story, and it has significant implications for both NVIDIA as a business and the broader geopolitics of AI hardware. Let me give you the context here. For the past couple of years, the U.S. has been tightening export controls on advanced semiconductors. The primary target has been preventing China from acquiring the most powerful AI chips, things like the H100, the A100, the Blackwell series.
The logic is straightforward from a national security standpoint. Advanced AI chips enable advanced AI model training, which has both commercial and military applications. In response to previous export controls, NVIDIA created downgraded versions of their chips specifically designed to stay within the export thresholds. The H800 and A800 were examples of this, modified chips with reduced interconnect bandwidth and compute specs that technically complied with the rules while still being highly capable. It was basically a workaround. But now this new move targets something different, Chinese companies operating outside China. So we're talking about subsidiaries, joint ventures, or affiliated entities that might be set up in places like Singapore, the UAE, or other third countries, and then using those entities to procure chips that would then potentially find their way back to China. This is a known issue called transshipment or end-use circumvention. From a hardware supply chain perspective, this is really complex to enforce. Semiconductors are small, they're high value, and global supply chains are intricate.
A chip can change hands multiple times across multiple jurisdictions. The U.S. government has been building out its enforcement infrastructure, adding more companies to entity lists, and requiring stricter end-use verification from chip distributors and vendors. For NVIDIA, this is a real business impact. China has historically been a significant market for their data center products. The company has had to navigate multiple rounds of tightening restrictions, and each time, it affects their revenue forecasts. NVIDIA has been pretty transparent about this in their earnings calls. They acknowledge the headwinds but point to strong demand everywhere else, particularly in the U.S., to offset the losses. The bigger picture here is the ongoing tech decoupling between the U.S. and China. We are in a period of genuine strategic competition, and semiconductors are at the center of it. AI chips are arguably the most strategically important technology of this decade, and whoever controls the most capable silicon has a meaningful advantage in the AI race. The U.S. is essentially trying to maintain that advantage by controlling the flow of the hardware. How effective these controls ultimately are, and what China's domestic chip industry, led by companies like Huawei's Ascend Chips, is able to accomplish in response, is going to be one of the defining tech stories of the next several years. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. We covered a lot of ground today: SoftBank's massive GPU rental ambitions, DeepSeek V4 landing on Blackwell hardware, NVIDIA pushing into the personal computer AI chip space, together AI sourcing Blackwell capacity from Rumble, and the latest US moves to restrict NVIDIA chip exports to Chinese entities abroad. Big themes, big implications. The AI Hardware Show brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Check the link in show notes to learn more about both sponsors. If you found this valuable, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, share it with a friend or colleague who geeks out on this stuff, and head to the show notes for more details on every story we covered today. I'm Skylar Monroe. We'll see you next time.